bit, we're going to cover quite a bit. We're going to have a lot this week, the next week. Ready, we have tremendous amount of volume. Okay, let's start. We did part of this last week, we did not finish, so let's go to where it says Pesach Matzah Morv. Let's go there, and let's start working over there. Okay? Pesach Matzah Morv. Yeah. Actually, I have a paper. You have a paper?
Yeah.
Okay. Pesach Matzah Morv. So the Maharal is discussing this. He gets into Makas Bechoros here, which we have to yet discuss the Makas. We're going to try and get to there tonight. Very, very important to understand it. But let us first go and discuss. All right, let's start from the beginning. In Eirinu, we find Shashem Yisborach Tzibur BePesach Al Shum SheposaChThat we eat a korban Pesach because Hashem skipped over. Varei Reinu Shloisa Shum Makom in Makas BYisrael. No other makah did we have to do anything. In the first nine makos, we didn't do anything. We just watched what was going on. And all of a sudden, when it came to Makas Bechoros, all of a sudden, we were told, we have to do something, we have to bring a Korban Pesach, and we have to put blood on the door. Why? Why all of a sudden? V'lamatia makazos, yoser, why should we be on this yoser, mizer, yoser, be Yisrael. The Yosem is the Omrusha Bio, Shosa Yisrael, Vamitzvi, Ze Yoshosa Dam, Ze Shosa Vize Mayim. Why is it that when it comes to this, all of a sudden we have to worry about these things? When it was, we know that by the Dam, they could be drinking out of the same cup. And when they drank out of the same cup, the Jews had water, and the guy had the mitzvah, had blood. And here, when it's just the Jews, they already need to protect themselves and bring a Korban Pesach and do everything. Why? Da. Now we really begin. Ki la'olam hayu amakos, which we're going to try and get to. Tamid olim umisgabrim. They were constantly moving upward in level. And getting stronger and stronger. Umitnei kach, ein litmoa. There's not to ask. Ein litmoa. You shouldn't ask that what? Ein litmoa im lo hoisa hamakabi so b'chol shamakis. If he didn't affect on the other makos. Over here. In the shamakos. Shemadrega Hama Yisrael Yoseh Choshev the Yoseh Elyon B'malo. All of the Makos till now, Klal Yisrael was on a higher level than the Makah, and therefore the Makah could not touch them. The spirituality that a Jew had at that moment was higher than that the effect of the Makah, and therefore we'll see. The Makah couldn't touch them. Avol kasha yigia l'makas b'choros sh'oysa yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sh'lo tucha loma sh'oysa madregi Yisrael choshev kol kach. Every word here, we need to get clear. The fact that Makas b'choros needed Hashem himself to come and do the Makah shows the level of the Makah itself. And since this Makah was hit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it obviously was an extremely high-level Makah. And because of that, Yisrael is not above it. Shelo yekoach HaMakah liyos mosheles b'Yisrael. Sharei HaMakah HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzmo. The Makah would have been able to touch it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes ulfi chavodo ugodlo haysa makah b'kol. So really, what Hashem did, he touched everybody, all the Bechorim. And if that's true, then he should have touched Klal Yisrael too. V'imkein lama lohoisa amaka b'bechori Yisrael. So then why is it that the Maka did not touch, the Maka did not touch Klal Yisrael? Now watch carefully, because here's where we're going to really begin to understand Pesach Matzah Morer. V'lohoyo zeh, ki im b'shvil zeh, ki Yisrael, heim l'chelek ha'kodesh baruch hu bi'atzmo. The only way that they could have ever been saved from Makas Bechorus is by becoming part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to Hashem. So therefore, we know the pasuk, we've discussed it before, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. There's a part of Hashem as his nation. A nation of Klal Yisrael is a part and parcel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did this happen? V'kivon shenichshavim el asiba rishona, since they relate and they're connected to that which caused it, the siba rishona in Mara language means it's the original cause of everything. Lohayu b'hem amaka, the maka did not touch them. How did they do it? And that's what we need to define. Ki madregis habuchor. Let's watch slowly. What's the advantage that the Bechor has? Is the Bechor an advantage because of the father? Or is it because the child? In relationship to the child, this child is no different than any other child. The first and the second and the third, it's the same child from the father. Just that what? The first one made the father a father. In other words, the Bechor, the firstborn, made the father a father. And that means from the cause, meaning the father, it made a very big difference. Whereas the second and the third is just continuing what the first did. Whereas in relationship to the child, there's no real difference. The Gra says the following. If you look at the name of the Bechor, the first letter is Beis, that's the second in single digit. The Chaf is the second in double digit. And the Reish is the second in triple digit. Because the Bechor is the first of the second generation. And that's why it has all the makeup of the second. And the Svarim explained to us, that's why he's called an Av. Because an Av is first, second. Aleph, Beis. This child made him a Beis, a second generation. And it's the Beis that starts the Bechor. Beis is where Bechor starts. So Aleph, Beis, and the Beis is the Bechor. And that means for the father, it's a very big difference. To the child, it isn't. So that's what he says here. Ki madregis ha-bechor hu mitzad ha-olu. For that which causes, not from that which was caused. Shei madregis ha-bechor, rak ha-bechor hu reishis l'chol asheyetze l'poel achrob. The advantage of this firstborn is that he's the beginning of all that comes after him. Ve'inkan ma'ilo mitzad ola, v'akodesh baruch hu kasher lokach Yisrael elov. When Hashem took Klal Yisrael to him. And this is what's happening on Seder night. Konu ha'ma'ilo mitzad ola shuva kodesh baruch hu. Then what happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of it. So he relates to things that are being caused, so he connects to it. And therefore, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Bechor plays a special position. V'lachein lo higia lehem ha-makah. Still, the makah didn't touch them. But it didn't explain, how did you get to this? Na ki madreges Yisrael yesh lem mitzad sheim el Hashem Yisborach. Hu yoseh mi madreges bechor. Even higher level than a firstborn is that he's their part and parcel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu reishus ol v'Yisrael yesh lem dveikus. So Yisrael is connected. Okay, but how did that happen? Now let's see. Umitnei kinyan amayla zeh azos, because of this level, shudava chidush lohoye b'chol ha-makos, weren't in any of the other makos this thing needed, tziva lahakriv korban pesach. Now here's where we're going to discuss the korban per se. They couldn't have been saved. They only could be saved because they are part of Hashem. Bring a korban. Now, of course, we understand that a korban's advantage right away is that the first three letters in the word korban is korav, come close. That when you bring a korban to Hashem, you are close with Him, you're connected to Him. Ki be'eze inyanim shelo, how did they become His? U'mayim tzrichim lo, and then what are they? Kim la'akriv lefonav, to come close, la'avod lo. Uva avoda him shalom, by becoming, by doing avoda. And we know the pasuk says ma avoda azos lachem, and that which the Rosha says, we're going to try, I hope, the Linaida to get these, still talk about the banim, but ma avoda azos lachem, avoda means the korban pesach. So the korban pesach is called avoda, and the first three letters of avoda is eved. Now that means through doing this avoda, you become an eved. How does that work? How is it supposed to function here? B'kivin shabov odet heim shalom, l'kach lo yigia l'amakas b'choros. U'mepnei kach nikra ar korban azeh pesach. Number one, watch. Kitargumo. What's the targum on the word pesach? Chayis. What is chayis? Loshin rachmonis. The word pesach means rachmonis. So we used to be saying that it's called Passover, right? But you see that the Targum doesn't translate it that way. The Targum translates it Chayis, Rachmanis. That means...
Is that Hebrew, Chayis?
No, it's in Aramaic. It relates to Rachmanis.
Okay.
But that means, through this Pesach, we will get the Rachmanis. Ubir inyan zeh, shekivin shatim chelko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu merachem v'chas al shelo shelo yaved. V'zeh inyan Pesach, that is what the Korban Pesach is. Now, let's go to the next column. U'mitnei she'ashem yizborach lokach u'bochar b'Yisrael, because He chose them, b'frat mikol umes yishalo, mora b'zeh shu yochid. Now, here, difficult words. That shows that He is, and let's use this word for the moment, unique. Because He wants to relate to a unique being. He wants a unique nation. So uniqueness, we'll call that for the moment yochid, relates to unique. Shekivin shu yochid, bocher b'ume yichidus. Since He's a yochid, He picks this special yochid uma. Lo b'chal umas, not just generally pick a nation. Shezeh no sein inyan o achtis lios lo am miyuchud. Since He's echod, He wants to relate to an echod, and echod will connect these two beings. And therefore, the avoda has to show echod. That's what the purpose of the Korban Pesach is, to show Echod. Now, let's go to the next paragraph. Ki hayu mitzvos akorban lechol also al kiro'ov v'al kirbo. You had to leave it whole. You could cut off meat, but you couldn't break the bones. And if you were going to cut it, you had to cut it along till you got to the joint, cut it at the joint. But the body had to stay whole. Why? Because it has to be echod. Shein roishi akorban azem chuluk. You can't take this korban and break it up. Rak al rosho v'al kirbo kov, because it's not going to be echod, and therefore we need it to be echod. Go down five lines down. V'chein, second thing, bebayis echod yochal. You have to eat it in one house. Kol b'chol inyan shasel lechalik ha-korban l'shtei chaburis. Why can't you divide the korban into two groups? Why can't I eat this korban in one group and then go next door and enjoy next door some more lamb chops? Because it's echod, and everything about it is echod. O shasel lechol osa b'shtei makomus. Go on to the next paragraph. V'chein seh tomim ben shana, all of these. Why? Mitneiki ben shana, 1 year old. Again, one. V'mayu ben shana, if it would have been two, hayyotzim in achdus would have been out of the one. So it had to be specifically 1 year old. And dafka seh, beautiful piece. Dafka, it had to be a seh. Why? Below egel. Look at this medrash she brings. Ki seh. Because the seh l'dakuso, in its such a fine animal, in its fineness, nechshav echod legamri, it's considered one. Where do we see that? Amru Chazal, seh pezura Yisrael. The pasuk tells us, seh pezura Yisrael. That's klal Yisrael. Lo manim shelo Yisrael l'seh ma seh. She'im loke be'echod me'ivorav, the Medrash says, if you touch one of the limbs on the seh, kulo magish, the whole animal feels it, af Yisrael, echod chote v'kulam magishim. One person, and they all feel it. Right? A person comes and tells you that there's a Nebuchadnezzar in LA who's very, very sick. Inside of you, you feel it, there's a pain. Because we're really echod. That's the metzias of him. Whereas everything else is not that way. Sharei, and he brings a proof to it. The Medrash. Ocho no yechod. We know that when they went to the war. And Hashem said, don't take any booty. And there was one person, Ochon, who took and put it in his tent. And what happened? Kol Yisrael al-Magishim. All of Kai Yisrael felt it. Why? Because we, in our very makeup, as we discussed, are one. As we said once before, we'll say it again, that by Klal Yisrael, we are called Ish Echod, Belev Echod. We are, in our very makeup, one. Ish Echod. Lev Echod means we united ourselves for that thing that we are really one about. By Mitzrayim, the Pasuk tells us just the opposite. Lev Echod, Ish Echod. What does that mean? First they had to make up what they're talking about. They got united for a purpose. Get the Jews. That was Lev Echod. So now they reacted as an Ish Echod. But in their makeup, they're not Echod. Whereas Klal Yisrael is. Ubir Adova, Ki Aser L'Dakus Tibo. In its fine makeup. The Eino Bal Chom, it's not thick, it's not heavy, it's not that type of animal. Kidovashu Chomri, like the shore and the Chamor, Hodovashu Doma. So that's Chomri, that's physical, and it's very physical oriented, and therefore you can touch one part of the body, it has nothing to do with the rest of the body. Aval Aseh, Tivo Dak. It's unbelievable measures. The Yesh Lo Mezeg Dak, Eino Chomer. I was thinking about this medrash this week. You know, this story in Williamsburg with this couple, a Shrekelcha story, a terrible story. So, you know, you feel bad. But then this farm store that I deal with in Brooklyn, so I called up, and I said, can I speak to Moshe?
Moshe, he's not here. You didn't hear about Moshe? No, I didn't hear. Let's wait till Moshe. Moshe is the brother of the girl that was killed. You see, the pain's deep. So I said to myself later, why didn't you have that same deep feeling before you heard that Moshe's the brother? You should have had it. You didn't need to hear that a brother made it. But the Klal Yisrael is an echad. That's the mitzvah of it. L'kach, in Nilka Becham Eivorav Kulom Aigish. L'kach Yisrael. Because they're not chomer. We're not physical. We're spiritually oriented. We're spiritually developing. Avu Madregosam, their Madrega is Alikus. And therefore, that's it. Now, let's go to the next page. Go down two lines. The chain. Chain. Al tochlu mimenu no. Don't eat it. Now, no is normally translated as raw. But then in the Gemara it says it doesn't mean mamish raw. It means just slightly cooked. That's because you don't eat that animal, but it's a little bit cooked. Uboshel bavushel, you can't eat it when it's cooked in water. Kim tzliyesh, only if it's roasted. Why? Hakol inyin zeh, ki abishel b'mayim, when you cook it in water, or b'sha mashkin, or in any other liquid, chalokov mispardim, the pieces fall apart. Take a piece of meat and you put it in a soup, the whole thing, for the pieces, right, fall apart. Ayideh abishu, through cooking, mischalkin. Avol tzliyesh, but when you roast it over the fire, adurabah, naaseh, aboseh, kosher, becomes hard, all the foreign particles, the fats, and all of it comes out, the echod, and it becomes one. Lokein, not when you cook it in water. And therefore, you can't eat it, no. You can't eat it raw. It's got to be cooked, roasted. And all of this shows the echod that you have to have on it. And therefore, we become that. V'chein, next paragraph. V'chein, etzem lo sishbrubo. When you eat it, you're not allowed to break any of the bones. Gamkein. That would separate. And the whole thing is to be echad. That's not called separation when you eat the meat that you're supposed to eat. But when you break bones, that's going to do it. And therefore, that's what he says. And therefore, that's going to take away from the echad. So therefore, the whole thing is to say echad. And that's the echod. Now go down in that same paragraph, it's the second column. Go down about 20 lines. V'lokach ha-korbin azeh tzorech sheyiyeh echod. It needs to be echod. Why? Because Hashem is echod, and we want to relate to Him as the echod. So the whole korbin coming close, korav, is with this whole thing of an echod to connect to the echod. That's korban Pesach. Well, okay, lokein shar korban, shein otzar korban, uvayik avoda. All the other korbanos are not called avoda. The main korban that's called avoda is korban Pesach. How come? It makes us the evid. Why is it in the afternoon? You see, if it be in the morning, that's all light. And if it would be at night, it's all dark. What happens in the afternoon? The afternoon, the sun is already on the way down. It's already becoming dark. So the afternoon is when dark and light mix. And therefore, that's echod, which wouldn't be in the morning, and it wouldn't be at night. The only time we have a little bit of the combination of those two is the afternoon.
And that's what he says. Moral ze achdus kmo shizbor, like explain ki ein lechpolis hadvarim. Good. Now, let's go.
It's a little counterintuitive, though, to mix it. You would think it would be like at noon, the middle of the day, the brightest
part. But that's not echod. Echod would be to have both the or and the choshech together in one, and then you bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat, it's this or this. It's everything together.
What's wrong with dawn?
I'm sorry?
What's wrong with dawn?
Dawn?
The second half of the day is when the sun went down.
When Aloch, when's the night over? Halos.
Yeah.
But it's not light.
You see, there's no dark in the afternoon either. It's just heading towards
dark. No, what do you call it? What do we call the afternoon? Bain or Bayan. It's between the Erevs. From after Chatzos and on, we call it Erev. Call it evening. And evening is the Zman. What's Bain or Bayan? That's a Ramban in Shemos and right at the beginning. Bain or Bayan is that's the afternoon.
What about Erev? Erev.
That's Erev.
Right.
That's the afternoon.
And that means like mixture.
That's it, huh?
Mixture of light. And
that's a Ramban. Yeah. Umash Omru Torah. Third column. Umash Omru Torah Lecho Pesach Al Matzos Umarorim. Why is it Matzah and Moror? Hugam King Dovazer. Why? Kedei Lahotzi Milibom Shel Apikursim. To take it out of the heart of the Apikores, Sheim Omrim, because they say, Ki min echod lo yavu ribu. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echod. So if you told me that the echod dominates in a one type of setting, that I could buy. So it could either be in matzah setting, geula setting, that's matzah, or you can tell me in difficult moments or in avdus, that I understand. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be matzah time and morah time, that they say it can't work. Rak mikoach echod b'yavo dover echod. Lefichach, when there's ribui, when there's many, it doesn't work. Therefore, next paragraph, the dover zeh, Bolo diar lootzi milibam ba'omra Torah ki akorben azeh shuhu lekel echod yakorben echol al matzos umarorim. Matzah mora on cheirus, moror shows on what? Shibud? And to show it, you eat it with the echod, shows that all situations, matzah situations, and morah situations are all an outgrowth of the echod. That's why we have to eat matzah morah there. Good. Fine. So we now have an understanding why we need korban pesach, why we have to eat matzah and morah. Matzah we talked about quite a bit last week. So therefore, we have this understanding. Fine. All right. So he goes more into discuss this whole thing. Why morah, why matzah? He just goes on and on to explain how deep it is. He goes deeper and deeper and deeper into understanding matzah, morah. Then he goes into Arba Kaisis. If we have a chance, maybe next week we'll do Arba Kaisis. The Arba Kaisis, you can. And the Medrash says that the Arba Kaisis represent the four golas. And that's why, you see, it's very interesting, and the Matzah Shlita speaks about it quite often, is that the whole, one of the key things that has to be given over at the Seder, one of the keys to be given over at the Seder, is the belief in Mashiach. It's a very, very important part of the Seder. The whole Seder is discussing belief. But you see, at the beginning, we start Olach Manya, we start Hashata Hocha, Lashon Abo Bar Yisrael, Hashata Avdi, Lashon Abo B'nei Chayrim, which is an introduction to the Agoda. We end the Haggadah by saying, Lashon Haba B'Yerushalayim. In the middle of the Haggadah we say, the Bracha, Kain, just like we made it now, Kain Yagienu, we should reach to be in years that are coming, Yagienu L'Yimadim, other Yomim Tovim, Smeichim will be happy, where? Bevinyan Irecha, in the building, we'll bring the Korban Pesach next time. It's all a discussion, part, very key part, is the discussion of the Emunah generally and specifically Mashiach. And this is stam, a person has to discuss, say tonight Emunah as we talked about, and we really have to, for example, it's not so much that you discuss that it's about the eating of the matzah per se, which of course is the mitzvah saseh, which of course we understand that, but more than that is that we must bring up topics that discuss the whole idea of understanding. Let's say Lamashal. You discuss how could it be that in today's day and age, in today, that there should be a country surrounded by millions of Arabs. Millions. And they're dying to wipe us all out. And somehow the country continues. You like the government, you don't like the government, that's not the discussion. Discussion is something's going on. Something's happening here. Now, it doesn't happen, believe me, it's not the Israeli army. There's something going on. And that's part of the discussion, say tonight, to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to us in our days. To understand it, as we mentioned last week. How many people are learning Torah today? It's an unbelievable thing. But that's part of the discussion. To understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in our days. Let's start the Makkos. Let's try. We have the 10 Makkos. And Rabbi Yehuda, are you no saying Bahem Simonim? Now, it seems that he's not telling me anything. That he came along and he made an abbreviation. Anybody can make abbreviations. But there's obviously much, much more. So what is this? Let's start. He's on the left column, all the way on the left side. Ve'ilu makos nosan reviewed them simonim detzach adash v'achav. V'yesh l'daktik. Let's look into this. Machidish reviewed the simonim. What do you make a big deal here? U'matzarech. What do I need this for? U'bavadai kasheroy reviewed the beila makos davar mesuda. Obviously, he saw something going on here. Nosan l'seidah shalem seidaroy. So why? Now watch carefully. Vizeh Shiro Kioyamakas Adam Basra. The first makkah was with warning. Nazwa he'll say later on, not only was it with warning, it was warning by the river in the early morning when Paro went out to take care of his physical needs. That was the first one. Makkas Tzvardeya Basra. Where did he give the Asra? In his palace. Because he would have said, you got me out by the river. But if I would be on my throne, you never could do it. So he went in to the throne, to the palace, and he gave Asra. Umakas kinim below Asra. And Makas kinim, Hashem didn't even bother. He told Moshe, obviously. But he didn't tell Moshe, go in and tell Paro. Now, if number four is a continuation of the first three, then number four should have been without Hasra. V'achekach chozar l'sei derishon. Makis orei.
Why isn't it two and two?
We're going to see.
Two and two? Two
to what? Two Hasra, two no. You're going to discuss the whole thing. I mean, literally, if we had all night, we could spend it just on the Makis. But Makis orev v'asra. He warned them, again, by the river. Makas Dever, Basra, in the palace. Makas Shchin, doesn't even bother. Now, again, Bora, Asro. Arba, Asro in the palace. Makas Choshech, below Asro. So there's obviously a distinct sequence going on here. Umakas Achronus, Makas Bechoros is also Basra, but Makas Bechoros needs to be discussed separately because it's a total attack on everything included in the first four, the first nine. That we'll discuss, try to get to. But there is a distinct sequence here. And therefore, he came to tell us that there is this setup. Now let's go to the next paragraph. Vadayin Sarachian. After Shereb Yudin Asin Simonim Bedava Muchach the Leinian Mechuvin Bo Makas, obviously he came with a purpose. Shtayim Basra Vachas Below Asra. For Kol Shekein Yikshaloma Shoya Dovakach. Why did it happen this way? V'matom Eshibokach B'shul Sheshnei Pomim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Masavem. V'mlo Yish Meshtei Pomim. That he's going to bring it. So then, by the Makas, Huvias, and Chamishas, and all of those, why did you have all of this? Omnam. So he goes and he says, this that we just talked about, that went out and did it. Now let's go to the next page. Da. Now he starts getting into it. And he goes deeper and deeper and deeper into the whole thing. Da. When he wanted to bring the makas, uvektano hischil, he started with the low level, ubegdola kola. What I already told you that. Ki ascholis hamakas heim lamato b'madrega, low. Sheilu hischil b'achron, if he would have started with a higher one, or yeshol chamiyad, he would have sent them right out. And then he started to work up, showing total control over every aspect in creation. The reality is, Oretz, Vamayim, V'chol HaTachtonim, right? The land, the water, that's all one level. Ad Zeu Metzias Echod Ad Chalal HaOlam Shu Memutza Bein Oretz VaShemayim. And then you have Shemayim and you have in between. So in simple English we would say that which is in the ground, that which is on the ground, and that which is above ground. Those are the three levels. VaShemayim Im Lamalo, and that's how it goes. V'hine, next paragraph. V'hinei, sholosh makos harishonos, the first three, dam, tzvadeya, and kinim, heim, betachtonim. They are in the bottom. They are on, in the ground. Shezel nefach ha-yor ledam. He changed the yor to dam, that's obviously in. The yor mashrit tzvadeim, and the frogs came out of the yor, the river, again in the ground. The oretz kinim, and that's how kinim lies formed in the ground. Umakis orov devashchin loisa betachtonim klal ki im b'shochnim b'chalal olmu. They're on the ground. That's the second level, on the ground. Kamo Orev is from the Chayis Ro'os, not like the Tzvardim and the Kinim that are in the water and in the ground. Orov are the wild animals. Dever is on the animals. Shchin is on the man and on the animals. All on the ground. Hakol Balichayim in the Chalal Olam. Now comes, that's not like the first group that were in there. Now then, what happens after that? And then, right, and then what happens? Goes to the go on top of the next column. V'sholosh achronos heim b'shamayim. They're in the shamayim. Ki borod is from shamayim. Arbe is that which is flying, and choshech obviously touches in the heavenly bodies. That's the three last one, and afterwards is makas b'choros, which touches everything. Especially because it touches man, that touches everything, but it's involved in all of it. And therefore, you're talking about three levels. Now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is
to show total dominance in each level. And therefore, each level changes. So he goes in the first three in a sequence, which we'll see. And that sequence by the river in the palace, don't bother, that is all down in the ground. Then he goes to, that's the dominance in the ground. Then he does, the same sequence on the ground. And then again, above ground. All showing total control over it. Now, go to the second paragraph on the next sheet. Va'oda. And here's where he starts getting deeper. Over there.
Yeah, I
saw it. Va'oda. Sho'oyu amakos tamid mishulachos. There were always three levels. Three. Vahu. Inyan nifla. It's unbelievable. Yoser mizeh. Vizeh. Kikasho yisholosh makos arishonos petachtonim. When the first three were in the ground. Eina tachtonim in achad begamre. The ground and the things on the ground are not all the same. So that's the whole tachtonim. It's not one type. Avala tachtonim, as we understand, everything in the ground is made up of all different types. Just because he hit one doesn't mean it affects the other. So he brings three. Why three? Yesh shtei kitzavos, because in the number three, you have two extremes, v'amemutza ben b'neihem, and the middle, that's a combination of both. For example, maka rishona dam. What's the makeup of dam? What is dam? What makes dam be dam? Damu beteva ishius and chamimus. There's a heat. That's the level of dam. Because you do it, that's understood. Right? That's why if a child comes and he says to you that I have temperature, I want to stay home. So you tell him, everybody's got temperature, there's no deal. I hope you have temperature. You know, fever. Oh, that's a different Zachar. We'll talk about that. But temperature. Well, how do we get temperature? Because we have, that's what keeps the blood. Ukenegdo atzafadim. And what's the Tzvardim on the other hand? They're coming, their Teva is from Mayim. So the Tzvardeya is from Mayim, and the Dam is from Eish. So you're talking about two opposites. And Eish and Mayim are Fochim. And what's the middle? What's Kinim? How do you make Kinim? How does the Rebbeinu Shlomo make Kinim? Through damp, hot temperature. That's how the Kinim is made. That's good. That's how Kinim are formed. It's damp, that's the heat, that's the wet, heat, that's the other extreme, together causes kin. Right? Shein zugmin aluchas v'tumanat gedolam, they don't fit together, but that's it. And then you have the next one also, he goes through each one is going to be two extremes and one together. So he says, for example, he says that which the Orov went and destroyed everything, that's abnormal. It's not norm that all the animals should run wild and destroy. So you're dealing with abnormality, because the Chaya is Shein Maisa Chaya Rov B'Poel. Therefore it says, Tashchis Oretz Mipnei Orov. Because that's not the norm. So they do it. Now you go to the Makas Dever, which is just the opposite. Why? Because it's normal that it does it. It's normal that it destroys. That's what in other. So you have Orev, and you have over here the Orev and Dever, and the Shchin is right in the middle. Why? Kueino inyan tivi legamrei. It's not norm. Shchin is not norm. It's addition on the body. And therefore it isn't but the toe, but it's there. So it's a combination of norm and abnorm. That's the second level. And he goes to the third one in the next column. Borod Arbin Choshech. Borod comes down, and the Oaf flies up, and the Choshech, right, that goes up, and that's what calls it Oaf. The Choshech hits the Shemayim's sun, that it can't redo, bring light, and therefore there's no movement at all. Not up, not down, it's all movement stopped. So therefore he goes through this, and now he's going to go through it even deeper. And this is, if we have a chance, let's try and at least get to it. And that's the following thing.
Is that trying to show that there weren't arbitrary choices?
Yes, and control. But now he's going to say it a little bit deeper. And that's the following.
Hold on one second. The first point that he made with the Hasra, etc., and in what domains, obviously that's control and control of everything. But the last point that he just made, that the Maharal just made, what is that speaking to?
Because when you control... Opposites and the connection combination of them has even more control.
I see. Okay.
Now he goes to the next one. We know that the Mishnah tells us Basura Ma'amoros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 sayings. Bereshit is one of the sayings. The Gemara Megillah asks and Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks, but if you count them up, there's only 9. So Gemara says Bereshit is also one of them. Now, that means if you have a world, the world is created with 10 sayings. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he came and he destroyed the world of Mitzrayim. Every one of the makos is to affect one of the ma'amoros. And therefore, every makah is to rip down a part of Mitzrayim's world. Now, it cannot be that it's going to be 1 for 1 and 2 for 2, because we're dealing in different levels, coming at different points, because the creation goes in its sequence, and the Makos is coming in its sequence, but you will see that each one of the Makos attacks one of the Ma'amoros. So therefore, that's what he goes now to tell to us. And the next, you will see, let's go to the third column on that. It says, so the whole world is made up of 10. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'sheishes, okay? B'sheishes, you may brace. Ulechol chelek echod maimer. Ulechol chelek, in each part is a maimer by itself, and they are the asura ma'amoros shebehem bara olamo, that he created the world. Bereshis is also maimer, like we just said. So therefore, the makos are coming to hit them. Let's go to the next paragraph. V'zetimtze b'mayim ha'achron v'yom Hashem hinei nosati lochemes kol esev zoreya zera lo'ochlo. That's number 10. Now I'm giving you the grass to be eaten. V'zeo mayim ha'asiri, that's the 10th of the sayings. Shenosan Hashem yizborach l'bali chayim parnosam u'mezonam al yedei shamezonas v'ochlam shaboyim v'shovim l'dam. He now changed this from giving them this ability to have blood, and that the blood will be inside and keep them alive. Now the whole place turned to blood. So what?
That
then they won't have that which is giving them parnoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can eat and sustain yourself. Now what did they do? What did Hashem do? He attacked that which is the basic of the sustenance of a thing, which is the water. And therefore the water now is destroyed. So that which was, we promised what, to be able to sustain them, he now hit it with the dam. So that aspect is now down. Makashnia Tzvadeya. How? It says, Yishutzu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya. The Pasuk tells us that the world should be able to sprout forth from the water Sheretz Nefesh Chaya. And therefore, here what did he do? He destroyed that. Anything that's in a balance, and that's how it exists, if you take it away, or you add too much of it, you took away the balance. In Svardeya, what Hashem did, he didn't take it away. What he did is, he added on so much that that balance that had to be able to maintain it, is no longer there. And therefore it's destroyed. So that which he said, Yishutzu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, let it come out and have these living beings, he destroyed it now by the overabundance of Svardeya that's there. It's an unbelievable thought. The Stipler says, an unbelievable thought. We know that the Medrash says that, well, the one, let's say one Svardeya came out, and what happened? They hit it, and it became two or six. So what should have happened after they hit the first one?
Stop.
Why'd they continue?
Anger.
So Stipler says, you see that anger can take over to a point that it could be your own destruction, and you're bringing out the Tzvadeya more and more and more, and what are they doing the whole time? Hitting and hitting. What's going on? You see that when you have Kas, it's gone. There's no more Seichel. It's all gone. It's a tremendous thought. Because it should have stopped. Second time, okay? But you just keep going. Where are you going? It's killing you. You know what the Medrash says? The Medrash says that the croaking of the Tzvardeya were worse than the actual Tzvardeya. Because wherever it was in your stomach, it was in the ovens, it was in your bed, it was all over. There wasn't a place that there wasn't Tzvardeya lining the place and croaking away. And the Medrash says that the babies died from the croaking of the Tzvardeya. They couldn't take the noise, it was so bad. That's what the Medrash said. So therefore, you should have stopped already. Nice. People are blaming you, think about it. Good. Fine. Makesh Lishas. So he goes through all of them. Makesh Lishas. Kinim. Show you offer Kinim. Loka Amayim Yikovu Mayim V'seiro Yabosha. It says, let the water gather and you'll see dry land. V'achshav Loka Yabosha. Now the dry land was hit. Shu offer Oretz Lios Kinim. And there's no offer where it should be. And now the land became full of the kinim, so it's not offered the way it should be. So therefore the settlement of land is not the same. Orov. Again, it says in the Pasuk, Totzi Oroz Nefesh Chaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it till they destroyed. Nedever, because it says, He Ma'oros Perikia Hashemayim. There should be Ma'oros in the heavens, lights. Muskam Weitzel Mainin, Kiskachus Hadeva Bom in Nitzusa Kochovim, it came through the stars, and from them there was a change in the Avir. And therefore, that which he said, let it be Ma'oros, it was affected from the whole thing. Shchin, because it said Nasa Odom, B'tzalmenu, let man be created. And therefore, the Shchin affected man, and he now isn't what he was supposed to be. He can't function. Shechin is all over him. He can't do anything anymore. As he says here, the man is supposed to be B'Tzelem Elokim, and when the Shechin, now he is nothing. He became nothing, the old person. He can't move, he can't do anything normal. Barod, Pasuk says here, Rakia B'Tol Chamayim, there should be heavens separating between Mayim and Mayim.
And now what happened? They added the rakia, and the borod came in an abnormal way, and again, so you now took it out of its normal setting. Totzi aretz eitz priosipri. And the arbe, more than any of them, came and destroyed the pri. And yeah, I don't remember how many. They have the cycle in this area. Remember, I lived in Baltimore.
Cicada, 17 cicadas.
You ever see it?
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild. I remember when I was living in Baltimore, it was mamish. It was fine at night. It was beautiful at night. Came out in the morning, wall to wall, all over. Right. And you came to the car, you had to clean off your car like you clean off snow. And they, mamish, you drove, you were riding right all of them, and they were all over the place. And that was for roughly a week or so. And then all of a sudden they broke out, and they left the crusts on the ground, and they were flying. So as you drove, they were banging off your window. It was wild. And then when they all went away, there was nothing left on the tree. Zero. It was all gone. The whole summer was nothing. The trees, they were all over. That's exactly what he's talking about here. Totsi oretz pri, tzpri, oisipri. There should be an eitzpri, oisipri. And the Arab destroyed it all. To get a little bit of an understanding what it was. And they were flying all over, and they were all over the place. It's wild. You know, if you don't see it, can't even begin to understand what Arab is about. When you see it, you can get an idea of what it is. So therefore, it was all destroyed. Choshech obviously is against Gihyar. And Makas Bechoros, that's from the very beginning of Bereshis. The Bereshis is that he's a Bereshis. He's the Bechor. I want there to be a Rashis. I destroyed the Rashis. Now there's no more Rashis. And therefore, it's out to destroy it. And therefore, the Eser Mako stuff from the bottom work its way up, and it goes still. He still discusses more and more about the Makos. And therefore, the Makos are very, very important things to understand. And therefore, that's only one aspect. And there's only one aspect of the Seder. And the whole thing is to understand more and more about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So, B'li Neder, next week, I want to still try and get into the Arba Kosis a little bit. And we have to still go into the Halal a little. And I would like it, if can, bring along the Haggadah so that we can go into the Psukim a little bit. And then we still have to talk about Chad Gadya and Echad Miyadeya. Can't let that go away without. Can't come to the end without knowing what they put me in for God. That's a double push. No? So, believe Nader next week, if you have Agoda, if you can't, then I'll bring one in. But it'd be better if you bring Agoda, then we all have it. Be able to see it.
Any
Agoda. Because it's just for the text. It's just for the text.
You shared in Polamite. Also in Polamite.
This one too. I'd love to.
Okay. So, the Pasuk says, where else is it said, like, the Lashon Sheretz?